I'm Dave Uram, and he is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, and we are reacting on KYW News Radio to the Birds' 20-16 win over the now 1-5 Cleveland Browns. Eagles are 3-2. Merrill, what did you think of this one?
Well, Dave, I think a lot of people were looking for the Eagles to really blast the Cleveland Browns, a team that went into the season, but went into this game with a 1-4 record, and that didn't happen. It was a tough game till the very, very end. Some big plays, but almost a disastrous play at the end of the first half where a field goal attempt by Jake Elliott was blocked and returned 50 yards for a touchdown by former Eagle Rodney McLeod. But still in all, I think there were some real positives in this game. For example, I think that Jalen Hurts played an excellent game. He had a passer rating of over 125. He was decisive. He was quick in letting go of the ball. He ran for some key yards, and he threw two touchdown passes, one to A.J. Brown and one to Devontae Smith, and you could see how important their return was.
And it's good to see them connect for a touchdown, but the question, Merrill, that's coming up after this game, and it's coming up in a variety of fashions to a variety of people, the slow starts. What did you think of the slow start, and how sustainable is it for the Eagles to have success this season if they can't get off to better starts offensively?
Well, I don't think it's sustainable. I think it's something that has to be corrected and corrected in a hurry, and obviously it has not been corrected. This is five straight games in which they have not scored a single point in the first quarter. And that is a real concern. As I said, there were some positives in this game, but there certainly are some problems that still have to be addressed.
You know, the Browns' offense is, to be kind about it, not good. But what did you think of the way the defense played?
I think off and on. I think there were some plays that they did not shut down. There were some missed tackles. But I also thought there were some very, very good plays. You almost had the first interception by Quinyon Mitchell, but he collided when he was going up to the ball for the ball with the Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. So that didn't happen. There were some good tackles, by the way, and some sacks. We actually saw Bryce Huff actually rise up and make at least a half a sack. We saw in the lineup extensively this time with Cooper DeJean, and I thought he held up very, very well and made some big plays. In his 200th start as an Eagle, Brandon Graham made a lot of big plays throughout the day. He had two back-to-back tackles that were really good. So in his 200th game as an Eagle, Brandon Graham still made a mark.
And, you know, one of the tackles for losses that he had came right before a Cleveland Browns missed field goal. So BG kind of kept points off the board for the Browns. Huge for the Eagles in this one. You're right. Nice to see Brandon have a good game in his 200th game. Nice to see the rookie defensive backs, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, play well. Good, definitely good to see that, Merrill.
The biggest thing to come out of this game is to see Jalen Hurts play a really outstanding game where he didn't make any mistakes. There were no interceptions. There were no fumbles. He reacted quickly. He was on target. He was the leader out there, and once again, you can't say enough about the best pair or one of the best pairs of receivers in the National Football League, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. They are just sensational players.
Of course, as they are coming back, Merrill, and we don't know the severity of the injuries, the Eagles have injuries to three key players in this game. Jordan Mailata left that he needed help walking off the field in this one. Slay left the game, and Dallas Goedert left the game early. So it's something to learn about them as the week goes on.
I think there were certainly concerns with Dallas Goedert going out, but I think it was interesting to see that Grant Calcaterra came in and made a couple of very significant receptions.
I agree. I'll close with this, and you kind of alluded to it during your broadcast with Mike Quick. Merrill, can you see any game this season in which the Eagles win comfortably?
It's tough to say because Cleveland is one of the weakest teams in the National Football League. However, it's a week-by-week process. I think they have to keep working. I think they have the ability to come out each week and be a better team. Again, you have to wait and see what the diagnosis is for somebody like Jordan Mailata, who is just a great player. He's just an outstanding left tackle. You don't want to lose a guy like that. And, of course, Dallas Goedert is a key player, a key part of that offense. So we'll see. But look, in the National Football League, a win is a win. And I think it's just important that they pulled together and made the plays they had to. And now they're 3-2.
They're 3-2. Washington lost to the Ravens in week six. Dallas lost to Detroit. So
Dallas didn't just lose, Dallas was killed in that game. They were just embarrassing.
very, very lopsided. So the Eagles help themselves in the standings, and they have a chance to continue to do so next weekend when they're at MetLife Stadium against the Giants. Saquon Barkley's return to North Jersey. Merrill, going to look forward to previewing that one with you throughout the week. Always appreciate your time. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.